Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends. Already into the second hour of this global transmission, defending liberty, resisting tyranny. In the third hour of this show, we've got Congressman Tom Tancredo coming on to talk about Bush and Homeland Security dictator Ridge saying, hey, total legalization. The White House now made it official yesterday. Yeah, we want total legalization of all illegals. Pan-American Union, you name it. Then we mentioned gun control is conservative. Being for guns is communism. It's basically what it's come to in this country if you're a filthy neocon. Coming up, we're going to get into CIA assassination squads with one of the premier experts, Douglas Valentine. And that's in the next segment. Right now, let's go back to the calls. Let's talk to Laura in Alabama, then Robert Stan and others. Laura, you're on the air.
Hello. Yes, I'm presently involved to some extent with the Second Amendment Committee with Bernadine Smith.
Yes.
And her website is libertygunrights.com. You can download a bunch of material in there, and a lot of it can be mailed to the state legislatures in your own state, the governor, the secretary of state, and the state attorney general.
I need to get Bernadine Smith back on. She's a great lady.
She probably explained some of this on many of her shows. One of the articles is how our government was taken over, and a lot of material on unconstitutional federal activities and the ability of the states to override the federal government and its acts of and state preemption.
Hey, what
There's
do you
a
think
lot
of
material.
What do you think of the NRA lawyer arguing last month that all guns should be registered and not allowed to leave the house?
Well, that was part of that act they tried to pass earlier in the year, the Holt Act, H.R. 124. It was very similar to that.
But, you know, the NRA is for total gun registration in a federal lawsuit. That sounds real conservative.
Yes, it's kind of scary.
What do you think about them keeping a DNA database on every baby when they're born, taking blood and giving it to the feds? That's now admitted illegally they've been doing it.
Well, it's unconstitutional, and they seem to they override everything.
They're absolute criminals.
I don't know if it's too late to mail this material out and get the congressman and the governor to say we're not going to take this anymore.
It's never too late to fight back against tyranny. If people like you and Bernadine Smith and myself and others weren't out there fighting, we'd be in a lot worse trouble right now.
Yes, I think the states have to take united action on their own, individual states, to correct the problem. One state may be ahead of another, and Tennessee is ahead of Alabama, and we're working on Georgia and Florida right now. There's some people down there. They have to work within their own state. Each state has to work. The people that are in each state have to work with their own legislators.
We need to repeal gun laws, not have more of them passed.
That's right. And the Second Amendment should cancel out anything that comes that controls gun run.
I agree with you. Thanks for the call, Laura. Robert, you're on the air. Where are you calling from?
Thank you very much, Alex. I'm calling from Denver.
And, welcome.
Thank you. Got your DVD, 911. 1 hour, 7 minutes into the movie, you can actually see the blast and detonation of World Trade Number 2. You can actually see it, freeze frame it, and see the inside explosion that brings the building down.
Yeah, a lot of folks have pointed that out. That was the supposed video no one had seen. It's in the film.
I've never seen that, Alex, ever.
We were taping that day and caught that.
I have never seen that before anywhere, and it's unequivocal proof that you've got them. That's all I can. I mean, you've got them. You can actually see the blast go off inside the building from the inside out, and then the towers collapse. I also know you're going to have Tancredo coming up here, and
hey, I tell you what, stay there, Robert. I'm getting my guest on now, but he can hold just a second. I'm going to let you come back and finish up, and then we'll go to calls early in this hour with our guest. Very important info coming up. So everybody, stay right there. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. Website's prisonplanet.com.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus 4 of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then, harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69, and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912, or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530. Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central Standard Time, back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Got a guest coming up a little bit later in this hour about the CIA and assassination squads. Right now, let's go back to Robert in California, in Colorado. Well, I'm kind of off today, in Denver, talking about an hour and 7 minutes in A Road to Tyranny. There, you can see the blast going off symmetrically down the building. And a lot of people have seen the video in Road to Tyranny and video that was on the news. You can clearly see the blast points, the explosions going off down at the seismographs. Pick that up. And if you're saying, oh, no, the jet fuel did it, well, the firefighters said the fires were almost out. They were up there in the floors that were hit by the aircraft. Bush declared national security on that, ordered them not to talk. That's been in the New York Daily News. Grabbed the audio traffic tapes, not before a transcript was released of the radio transmissions, the emergency transmission transcripts, with the firefighters saying there were bombs in there, and then reporting that explosions were going off. So what about Building 7? It wasn't even hit by an aircraft, but it collapsed. But while we're getting our guest on, let's let Robert in Colorado finish up. Go ahead, Robert.
Yes, like I've reiterated, you can see it crystal clear as day. You can see a massive the building is smoldering, basically. It's just smoldering. Black smoke coming out, not a lot. All of a sudden, there is a massive orange fireball, and the building just comes down. It's about 1 or 2 seconds. If you're showing it tomorrow, freeze frame it, everybody will get a good look at that one. And totally kind of shocked me. I've been looking at it for the last couple of hours yesterday, and I couldn't believe it.
Well, I hope you'll make copies of Road to Tyranny and hand it out to folks.
Sure. I mean, people have got to wake up. This is just unbelievable. Also, I know you're having Congressman Tancredo on here, and I have some major problems with the congressman. When he's going against the illegal aliens, but then he did a telethon for them, a fundraiser for an illegal alien family, and raised them $250,000 for a child's opera. I'm not sure if you're aware of this, but I'm in Denver.
Yeah,
so
I was aware of it.
I just think he's a total fake and a phony, and he's trying to get reelected any way he can now because he's on the Clear Channel network plugging for himself, saying, "Oh, I made a terrible mistake." Well, if you're making mistakes like that, Congressman, we don't need you in office. We need people that are serious about this country.
Well,
and I look at his let me get in before you, Alex, real quick. I look at his legislation that he puts in. It's a lot of school legislation, like the lockdown you just saw in South Carolina. He's for that. He's promoting that kind of school legislation after Columbine. That's all he's really done. And I don't like what he's doing. I think for him to come on this radio show is kind of a shill, and he really needs to explain to you and the listeners what he is exactly doing.
Well, I suggest this. I suggest you call back when he's on with us.
Okay. I mean, I just want, if I'm not able to, just ask him a couple tough questions, like why he did a fundraiser and
raised. Well, I mean, he did a fundraiser for an illegal alien for some organs, but.
But here's the point.
But I mean, it's a human being. I mean, the problem is that we have open borders driving down the wages, NAFTA, GATT, and now Bush wants to totally legalize all of them. And I know Bush has put Tancredo on his political hit list like he did Senator Bob Smith and Ron Paul. That's a good sign for Tom Tancredo that Bush is after him.
Okay, granted that. I still want to know what he's doing, though, about this, because you've highlighted the fact that you have Mexican troops coming into the country kidnapping people.
We're going to talk about that.
What are these senators in Texas and in Arizona and New Mexico doing? I don't understand what's going on here and why nobody in politics is doing anything about it.
Well, I thought about doing a protest in front of the Mexican consulate next week concerning the kidnapping of 5 American citizens by Mexican troops, and the news media almost completely ignoring it. Thanks for the call.
Thank you very much.
And by the way, they came across our border to do it. They kill federal police all the time, state police, border patrol. They kill forestry service agents. They kidnap, they rape, they kill. I mean, the Mexican troops are notoriously corrupt narco-terrorists. And that article is out of the Associated Press there in Arizona. They've been killing people. They come across the border in Texas, kidnap people. It's out of control. All right. I know we got a lot of callers. Your calls are coming up a little bit later in this hour, so stay with us. Douglas Valentine has written a bunch of books. Douglas Valentine is an author, researcher, investigator, consultant, critic, and poet. And he is joining us. And back in 1990, he wrote the book The Phoenix Project, and he has some new breaking news on CIA assassin teams. And we've seen the media preparing the ground, softening us up on shows like 24, where the CIA torture leader, played by Kiefer Sutherland, tortures and kills everybody, and he's such a good guy because he does it. On the show Threat Matrix, torture is on every episode. Torture is now a new American value. Assassination squads are loving. If you're a drug dealer, you're arrested for terrorism, your children are taken. All over the media, all over the culture, they're selling this to us, and they're torturing people in Afghanistan and Iraq at Guantanamo Bay. They're torturing them to death. This is all admitted. They fly into Egypt and other countries for torture, and it is pure evil. Our government took Joseph Mengele in. He helped train the CIA in torture, helped set up what is the School of Americas today. Klaus Barbie dealt drugs for them. Wernher von Braun ran our missiles. But joining us is Douglas Valentine. Douglas, thanks for coming on the show.
Well, you're very welcome, and thank you for inviting me on.
Tell us a little bit about yourself and your background as I would call you a great journalist, and what the CIA's up to with hit teams and how this is being sold now, coming out in the open with the American people.
Okay. Just quickly, I wrote my first book about my father, who was a prisoner of war in World War II in a Japanese camp. And so I got to learn about the harsh realities of war. A soldier fighting the Japanese in World War II learned all about that, and being a prisoner of the Japanese, he was in an extraordinary situation, and he survived, and he came out with a feeling of affinity more with Vietnam veterans, which he developed over the years, than with World War II veterans, because it wasn't his experience as a prisoner of war in a Japanese camp wasn't something that he could talk about. And I got interested, after I wrote that book about my father being a prisoner of war, I got interested in, well, what really happened in Vietnam? What was it really all about? And what were the secret operations that went on? And I started poking around, and I went to a veterans hospital in New Hampshire where I was living, and I asked the director, well, do you have any, you know, Vietnam veterans here who were involved in secret operations? And he said, I got a guy who was in the Phoenix program. And I had never heard about that. And I asked if I could interview the guy, and he said he'd set it up. But the guy wouldn't talk to me. He was afraid that if he talked to me about his being in Phoenix, that the government would take away his veterans' benefits. And that got me really interested. I mean, why would and the guy had been in special forces. Why were veterans, people who were in the army and fought for the country, so afraid about telling the truth about this Phoenix program thing?
Well, let me just stop you for a second. I can't say much about this on air because it involves family. And you know, Admiral Moore went public about the nerve gas on the carriers dropped by the jets. If our troops were captured, they would just nerve gas them.
That's right.
But I've talked to people, family, who were in Vietnam on missions into Laos, and watching other missions going on that they witnessed, where they were told to put on their gas mask, where they were Operation Sawdust, dusting. And I can't say much more about that. You know what Moore said on the record, but go ahead.
Well, what we're doing is, what's happening, and it's been happening since the Vietnam War, is through this operations like the Phoenix program, in which the CIA sent soldiers, U.S. Army soldiers, out into the field to assassinate civilians. Okay, that's what the Phoenix program was about. It was created by the CIA in 1967, and it was run by the CIA by itself for the first 2 years, but in 1969, they started bringing in regular soldiers, and the job was to go out and to assassinate the civilians who were leading the insurgency. Now, one congressman likened it to Lincoln sending soldiers into the South to assassinate the mayors of Macon, Georgia, and all the other cities. I mean, you know, assassinating politicians in time of war, which is what the Germans did in France and stuff, is a war crime. All right, and the whole Phoenix program concept is based on the idea that the only way you can really destroy your enemy, his capacity to fight, is to go out and kill the civilians who are leading the insurgency or whatever. And now, this is what they're proposing. This is what the Rumsfeld supposedly has just proposed to start doing in Iraq.
Well, we know they've always been doing it.
Phoenix hit teams to go out and kill all the Ba'ath party leaders.
And now they're putting barbed wire around whole towns.
Yeah, and these are things that are being done by soldiers. Now, since Vietnam, what's been happening is we've been creating a culture, and you hit the nail right on the head when you said torture and assassination are becoming de rigueur. You know, I mean, it's like chic now to be a torturer or an assassin. Over the last 20, 30 years, the American population has been propagandized to believe that it's okay for us to go out and do these things. And my point in writing this book about the Phoenix program and trying to wake people up about it is that what happens is that the average soldiers who get, you know, 19, 20, 21-year-old boys and now girls who get caught up in this stuff, and they're like, are sent into Iraq, and they're told to put barbed wire around villages and put hoods on the heads of civilians and demolish their homes and to assassinate them in the middle of the night. This is going to screw them up for the rest of their lives.
Well, they're going to come back here.
When they come out of the military and they come back home and they try to get back into society.
Tell you what, stay there, sir. We've got a break. You're absolutely right. They come back here and become police.
talk about the quality of air outside these days.
Pollution. Pollen.
Is it as healthy as you'd like it?
Allergies.
Asthma. Probably not. Well, listen to this. Did you know, according to the American Lung Association, combined with the EPA, the air quality inside your home is actually 6 to 10 times worse than the air outside?
6 to 10 times?
How could that be, you ask?
Worse.
Think about what's inside your home. Hairspray, chemicals. Does anyone smoke?
Fumes.
What about all those cleaners under your sink? Where do you think all those fumes go?
Toxic fumes.
Well, I'll tell you where they go.
Your rug, your sofa,
they go
curtains.
Into you, into your children.
Their lungs.
Am I scaring you? Remember this word, Puritech.
P-U-R-I-T-E-C.
Puritech makes the pure air system. What this air cleaning system does is remove dangerous airborne particles
like smoke, odors,
VOCs,
allergens,
fine dust,
mold,
pollen,
and kills bacteria
for less than half the cost of other air purifiers, which do a lot less.
Call them now to breathe easier.
888-491-4100. The Puritech Pure Air System. Online at Puritech.com.
Late summer 2003, mainstream press tells us we're having a stock market recovery. Late summer 2002, I heard the same thing. Late summer 2001, you heard the same thing. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, currently trading in a 93 to 9400 range, is down 7% from 2 years ago. That's recovery? Gold, now trading in the $360 range, is up 31% in that same period. Where do you want your hard-earned money? Hi, folks. This is Jack Brownrigg with Midas Resources. I love the sound of real money. Call your representative today at Midas Resources at 800-686-2237. Learn how to protect your assets with real wealth, not potentially worthless paper. Call now, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network.
We're talking about the nature of evil, but to be more to the point, how they twist the minds of well-meaning men and now women in the military. And our guest is Douglas Valentine. He's an expert on the Phoenix Project and government torture and the twisting of our government and our people. And he got into studying torture and this stuff because he wrote a book about his father, who was a prisoner of war in a Japanese prison camp, and they were extremely brutal. But I guess by American standards now, it's a patriotic, loving, good thing to do what they did. And of course, I'm being sarcastic. And he mentioned before the break, these people are coming home. Remember, four members of a Delta Force unit came back from Afghanistan, came home and murdered their wives, I guess if you're against murdering the wives, you're for Al-Qaeda. I mean, this is kind of where the whole mindset goes. And they're finding either the sociopaths or the psychopaths or the well-meaning Dudley Do-Rights to do this, who then break down later in life. And we've had a lot of calls to this show, met a lot of people on the street. If you were involved in Phoenix Project or other projects, you want to get involved on air, or you know people who were, or you saw this in Vietnam or some of the other covert actions in Latin America, 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. And our guest website is DouglasValentine.com. DouglasValentine.com. We have a link to his website Infowars.com. Douglas, continuing with a point that you were making, go ahead.
Okay. I wrote a book, this book called The Phoenix Program, in 1990. And the last few sentences in my introduction say, this book is about terror and its role in political warfare. It will show how, as successive American governments sink deeper and deeper into the vortex of covert operations to combat terrorism and communist insurgencies, the American people gradually lose touch with the democratic ideals that once defined their national self-concept. This book asks, what happens when Phoenix comes home to roost? Well, guess what, Alex? Phoenix has come home. And in a big way, and the Bush regime has now said that the Phoenix program, which is this idea of going out and assassinating civilians, not soldiers, but the civilians that we don't like, is going to be the main weapon in the global war on terrorism.
Well, they've also said they're getting rid of Posse Comitatus. The head of NORTHCOM, General Eberhardt, has said this.
Well, that's what I'm saying to you. Phoenix is coming home to roost. As you see, because they're using this phony war on terrorism. They're going around the world and they're creating enemies out of thin air.
Well, Douglas, I had the London Guardian yesterday where MI5 has now been caught red-handed carrying out most of the bombings in England to blame it on their enemies. You know, take the movie The Quiet American where they're blowing stuff up to blame it on their enemies. This is their favorite tactic.
I wrote an article about you know, when the movie came out, Quiet American was one of my favorite books. And for the people who don't know, it was the CIA in 1954 that was setting off bombs in Saigon and blaming it on the communists so that the military could come in and intervene. And it's not just MI5. I mean, this is the thing that the CIA does best. And
by the way, did you know the government pressured the makers of that to cut some scenes out? I wonder what was cut out.
Yeah, well, they got their point across. Thank God, you know, and there's a lot of pressure. And here, every book, it's hard, it's really incredibly hard for writers and journalists nowadays to tell the truth, because the CIA, through the Homeland Security apparatus, has wormed its way into the film industry and the book industry, and every avenue that Americans once had of expressing their individuality is now being censored.
Well, we have the case last.
It's all part of this Phoenix program concept.
Doug, a month ago, hundreds of fake news articles, letters from troops posted with full signatures in newspapers. That's the CIA engaging in domestic propaganda.
That's right. It's called psychological warfare, black operations, and we're succumbing so deeply into it, and yet most people are buying it. It's a bill of goods. But if you look, you know, I suppose most of your listeners probably aren't buying it, but most Americans are buying it lock, stock, and barrel. And what do you do to overcome it? How can you overcome it? Because every day the government's getting more and more powerful, and the individual in society is losing more and more rights to fight back.
Doug, wasn't it Phoenix where they had the old zoo using it to torture people?
They started that right in 1954. That was even before Phoenix.
Well,
yeah,
let's talk about torture. It was bad when Joseph Mengele did it, but it's good when we do it.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Michael Corbin, host of A Closer Look, heard live 6 to 9 p.m. Central Monday through Friday and 7 to 9 p.m. Central on Saturday. Now, everyone knows that in order to have a healthy body, you have to provide a diet of healthy food. Well, the same is true for your mind. Now you can meet your daily requirements of thought-provoking food for the mind by keeping your dial tuned to the family of talk programming from the Genesis Communications Network. Nowhere else will you find hosts like Joyce and Dave on the Power Hour, Derry Brownfield, Alex Jones, Michael Trudeau, John Statmiller, and me, Michael Corbin. Now, if that's not enough, there is a lot more. Whatever your taste, there is something for everyone at Genesis. So, stay informed and feed your mind. Visit our website at www.gcnlive.com to view our exciting lineup of programming, or for more information, contact Genesis Communications Network at 1-877-996-4327.
Our founding fathers wrote down for all time our most precious documents of freedom: the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and Lincoln's Gettysburg Address. These are the purest forms of our country's freedom before the thousands of politicians got their hands on them. The Declaration in Washington, D.C. can barely be read. It has faded that much. Now is your chance and your patriotic duty to have it in your home or office. We bring them to you by using an 11-step process, reproducing these historic documents in exacting detail on antiqued parchment paper all ready for framing. But you don't just get the Declaration, which sells for over $100 when framed, but all four documents for just $24.95, shipping included. And as a special gift for ordering now, you will also receive a commemorative U.S. Constitution proof silver dollar with your order. Call now toll-free 800-686-2237 and order the Documents of Freedom. Don't wait. Do it today. The number 800-686-2237.
Got $3 in your pocket? Want $1 million in term life insurance coverage? Call Term Busters now. Rates are low right now. Call and compare. For example, a man age 45, non-tobacco user, issue preferred $1 million of coverage is only $75 a month, level for the next 10 years. Call Term Busters now. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692. If you're a smoker, we have great rates for you too. Call Term Busters now. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692. We specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. Remember, $1 million in term life insurance coverage for as little as $3 a day. Call right now. Operators are standing by. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It was bad when Saddam Hussein would torture people. It's bad when Joseph Mengele does it, or Stalin, or Mao Zedong, or Pol Pot, or Fidel Castro. But it's good when we do it. It's a new virtue. I've got articles. Terrorism and the war on terrorism, torture, the new virtue. Law enforcement magazines before 9/11, well, maybe torture's needed. Yeah, let's legitimize its use. Corrupt police for many years have tortured people for confessions, and now it's just becoming part of our culture, the mass twisting of our minds. But another example is a lot of your major metropolitan police departments, starting with L.A. and New York in the 60s, were taken over by the CIA. Did you know that? Well, that's admitted now. And they'll have former CIA guys, former FBI, becoming most of our sheriffs and county judges. They're taking over quietly. And then they deal drugs on the side and run the whores. It's organized crime, like the FBI running the hit squads all over the country, framing innocent people. J. Edgar Hoover saying there is no La Cosa Nostra, there's no mafia. Yeah, because he was the head of it. Now, for listeners that want to talk about this, people that were involved in this, people that have points they want to add or questions they have for Douglas Valentine, we're going to take your calls here in a few minutes on this live Friday edition, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Does it upset you? How many newscasts have you seen where they promote torture? You know, in my film, Police States Retotal Enslavement, Doug, I have some little news clips where they're going, well, we are torturing people, but how about torturing their children? The Soviets did this, but they did it underground, quietly. Now we just announce it. What's happened to us?
We've lost touch with our identity as people who once... The one thing that once made America great is that people thought they could get a fair shake here. They ran away from despotic countries where they were under the heel of dictators and they didn't have a vote or whatever, and they came to the United States because they thought they'd get a fair shake here. And even if they were, you know, for the first generation or two, you know, laughed at because they had an Italian accent or something, eventually they got into, you know, acculturized, and they became part of American society, and it was worth it. But all that started to change when we created the CIA. And the CIA, like you said, and I got to admit, you're the most knowledgeable talk show host I've ever had an interview with. When the CIA actually took over organized crime, and what you had was the intelligence and security agencies of the United States government using the mafia and organized crime to carry out its agenda on behalf of the ruling wealthy elite, because you got to remember that the CIA has its bosses too, and their names are people like Rockefeller and Mellon and Morgan and all the really wealthy people.
Yeah, it was founded out of the Ivy League.
That's right. Okay, well, it started becoming this whole idea that you could torture people and it was okay. That became institutionalized in the Phoenix program. The Phoenix program in Vietnam was based on two foundation stones.
Well, let's go back to the zoo and the torture, because that's a foundation stone.
Well, that was something that the CIA... Yeah, I mean, there was a zoo in Saigon, and they had in one of the administrative buildings there a basement. And because they wanted... That's where the CIA initially carried out all the... in league with its... The secret police who worked for Diem, that's where they carried out their secret interrogation so that nobody would know what was going on. I mean, the whole thing is it has to be done in secret. You pick somebody up in the middle of the night, you know, you scarf them up, you take them to one of these places, you work them over until he rats out his friends or he becomes a double agent or he dies, okay? But then that place wasn't big enough to handle everybody that they were scarfing up. So starting in 1964, what the CIA did was it built a secret interrogation center in every province in Vietnam, and there were 44 provinces, and they were like a state in the United States. And as a footnote, you can be sure the same thing's going on right now in the United States through FEMA and the CIA. They're building their own secret interrogation centers right here. But anyway, those province interrogation centers were staffed by CIA officers, and they were one of the foundation stones of the Phoenix program. That's where people were brought to be interrogated, and then based on the information that they got out of these people, they would send out the hit teams, and the hit teams are the other foundation stone. Okay. In 1971, a really tough congressman from California named Pete McCloskey went to Vietnam. McCloskey had been in the Korean War, and he barged his way into one of these CIA interrogation centers, and some tough CIA guy tried to intimidate McCloskey, and McCloskey just laughed at him. You know, he'd been in combat, and he didn't care. Anyway, and that's when the truth came tumbling out about these interrogation centers that the CIA had set up all over South Vietnam, and which, of course, they're setting up all over Iraq and Afghanistan and everywhere else. And at the time, McCloskey held congressional hearings in 1971, and he said that what the CIA was doing violated the Geneva Convention, which guarantees civilians due process during time of law.
And now the enemy combatant, Patriot Act 1 and 2, Victory Act 1 and 2, which whether it's passed or not, it's all being implemented, the only passed piece of legislation.
Well, that's right. Not only are we taking away due process rights for, and this, you know, when Hirsch came out with his article last week in the New Yorker that the Phoenix program is going to be implemented in Iraq, that's what they've done. They've decided to take away due process for half the people, if not all the people, in Iraq.
But see, now Also, if you notice the nomenclature, everybody the government's attacking and fighting aren't enemy forces. They're now terrorists. So, oh, they're under the new definition. They're lower than human. They're subhuman. In Iraq, we had them killing a bunch of people. But in Afghanistan, they'd pack thousands in containers. Half would die from suffocation. They'd line them up and shoot them, 3,000, 2,000 at a time. They admit they've got interrogation centers. They're bringing dead bodies out every week. Oh, they committed suicide. I mean, this is amazing.
And in Vietnam, anybody was a terrorist who ended up on the CIA's Phoenix blacklist. Now, that could be, if you were a policeman or you had a friend who was a policeman, it could be your neighbor because his dog was pissing on your yard. You know, all of a sudden that, you're mad at him, so you become an informant and you tell the police, well, yeah, my neighbor's a terrorist. So his name goes on the blacklist and boom, he's
hey,
gone.
Hey, Doug, I'm not mad at you. You're a great guy. I've read some of your research in one of your books. You're wonderful, but we have a lot of homeschoolers that listen, a lot of Christian stations are curious. So I want to tell you and all the listeners, let's be very, we're addressing thousands of school children.
The dog did something on your neighbor.
I know, I'm not mad at you. We just got to be careful there.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No, that's fine, sir. I apologize for even having to gripe at you. But listen, fast forwarding through the history of this now through today, because I want to go to some calls.
Okay.
Fast forwarding through the history. So we have this in Vietnam. Mikulski comes in and complains, shoves the thugs aside, comes back, talks about the Geneva Convention, fast-forwarding
the day. The CIA completely countered his arguments by saying that the Geneva Conventions only apply to sentencing for crimes, and they don't prohibit a state from interning civilians or subjecting them to emergency detention when such measures are necessary for the security or safety of the state. So, as soon as you declare a global war on terror, you're in effect eliminating due process for everybody.
Yeah, we're now under martial law.
That's right.
It's what degree of it is are we under? Did you see the LA Times article 2 weeks ago with General Eberhardt, the head of NORTHCOM in Colorado Springs? We were on the radio, by the way, and he said, well, we are under the extraordinary definition right now, which is full military control. So we're under extraordinary. There's three levels, temporary, extreme, and extraordinary. We're now under extraordinary.
Yeah, well, and as soon as we have the next incident, and whether it's a sarin, you know, breakout in a subway, or it's another bombing somewhere, and this next event, whatever it is, is preordained. It's going to happen.
And that's what Frank's...
It's going to happen as sure as the sun's going to come up tomorrow. We're going to go to the next level. And Tommy Franks already said, we're only one step away from martial law.
There you go.
In this country. And,
well, I will say, you're a very knowledgeable guest, because, again, you're one step ahead of me with that. Everywhere, they're now acclimating us. We even have the news media memos saying, acclimate folks to martial law. It's a good thing.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Like, we should give up our freedom, and that's a good thing? I don't think so.
We won't be America anymore if we give up our freedom.
And we've already given up a lot of it, and we're not really the America that our fathers and mothers lived in, that's for sure.
All right, let's take some calls. We'll get more into this, sir. I'm honored to have you, Douglas Valentine. We'll have to even have you back on in the future.
We'll go to Scott in
Hawaii, Patrick, Texas, Roy, Michigan, Albert, Colorado, and others. Scott in Hawaii, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing today?
I'm pretty good.
I don't mean to digress from what you and your guest are discussing, but Alex, I got a question for you. When was the last time you tried to fly, you know, cross country to another state, you know, obviously in a plane, you know, and get a ticket? My point is, and please forgive me, because I love what you're doing, but my first inclination is, how do we know you're not working from the inside for these people?
Well,
I'm serious.
No, that's fine. But how does that tie into flying on planes?
Because they wouldn't allow you to travel.
Well, they have.
Because you'd be on the terror watch list, and you would be denied your rights for travel.
Okay,
I mean,
sir, you've made an accusation, you've questioned something. So let me answer you, okay?
Please, thank you.
Okay, stay there, Scott. In Hawaii. I flew to L.A. a couple months ago, And I am totally left alone by the establishment. I'm pulled over by APD. When they see it's Alex Jones, they say, get out of here and walk away. They let me fly. They do not let Green Party officials fly. They do not let some of the anti-war demonstrators fly. That, and then they got sued over it. They quit doing that about 6 months ago, as far as I know. Now, to answer your question, the way you know if somebody's a Fed is this is what they do. Now, let me just tell you what they do, because I've studied COINTELPRO. I have been the victim of it years ago. I have stopped provocateurs at rallies and demonstrations against the Fortune 500, against land grabs. I've been at right-wing, left-wing demonstrations. If it's something I agree with, I'll go demonstrate. Now, let me tell you something. Now, listen carefully, okay? And I've made films about this. And Doug, I appreciate you holding while I digress over this, and then you can comment. It's a very important question. A government agent or provocateur will sow seeds of distrust saying everyone's an operative. A government operative will want everyone to sneak around in the dark, will try to sow paranoia, will try to get you to call for violence, will try to get you to call for it's time to start shooting. That's what a Fed will say. Okay? A Fed doesn't get on the air for 9 years. Let me finish.
Yeah.
A Fed doesn't get on the air for 9 years, make powerful films exposing the terrorism of the military-industrial complex, doesn't do thousands of radio interviews on other stations, doesn't tell people that they have to be leaders and to take over the grassroots and to remove the electronic voting machines and to say no to the vaccines and to eat organic food. Feds, and if you look at all the stings they've done, because it always comes out after they do it, they sneak around stirring up distrust, getting people to build pipe bombs so they can bust them. A Fed doesn't get on an alternative radio network and tell people to fight the corruption and to get involved and that you have power and that you can affect change, okay? Does that answer your question? And here's something else. We're all on one list. You ever subscribe to a gun magazine? Ever subscribe to High Times? Ever subscribe to a gardening magazine? Ever subscribe to a Baptist publication? To a Quaker publication? Ever subscribe to alternative energy publications? Ever did anything? Have any military training? You're on a list. And here's the point. We're waking up the police. We're waking up the military. We're waking up the firefighters. They're refusing 99%+ to take the smallpox shot. We're waking up their enforcers. We're in the info war. They better watch it because they're the criminals running this. Now, go ahead and comment on that, Doug, if you want.
Well, sure. The provocateurs are the people in the mainstream media. They're the ones that are the agents who are spreading propaganda. It's not independent people like yourself who are speaking out. And I should also add that the government can create as many blacklists as it wants, but the people still have the power, and we still have the ability to organize ourselves and to change the government and to bring this country back to its ideals,
to what
it really could be, and to make it into an ideal place once again. This thing is just beginning, and the people are just beginning to fight.
Well, Doug,
back.
They've been claiming that, you know, telling us echelons, listening to everything you're doing. It has the power to listen. They don't have, if they had 10 million people, to go actually listen to what you're saying. So they're announcing it as a chilling effect to try to scare you folks, okay? But, yeah, if you dress up in camo, run out in the woods, and hang around with a guy that calls himself the commander, chances are he's an FBI agent. But if you're at the city council fighting the Patriot Act, wearing a suit and tie, marching down the street, go ahead, Scott.
Alex, I've only been listening for maybe a month and a half now, and I am just overwhelmed at all the evidence. Like I said, I've never just heard anyone plain ask you that question.
Yeah, but regardless if I'm a Fed or not, which I'm not, you need to be a leader and stop making excuses to fight the New World Order. Thanks for the call, Scott. Okay, it's an important question. It's an annoying question. Yep. It's a stupid question if you really understand this stuff.
Well, look, everybody has a First Amendment right to free speech. So people have a right to ask stupid questions.
I mean, I say it's important because it needs to be answered, but at the same time, to even question me for that is stupid because it's so obvious that it's not the case. Patrick in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, Alex, you mentioned about South America. I lived down there from 68 to 72, and there was a rumor that there was an American there that was selling drugs, so they flew him back on X-15. Another thing is there was a British doctor by the name of Dr. Milton who was passing out electric shock treatment to all kinds of people. I was walking down the steps, next thing I know, everything's black, and I wake up in mental anesthetics with pill and soup, and that's it.
Well, there's a lot of, the CIA did a lot of kidnapping and medical testing. The founder of the American Psychological Association in Canada ran a huge CIA brainwashing operation, Ewing Cameron, correct, Doug?
That's right, Cameron.
They had Dr. Rommel down there who came to where I live at in this town, and I told him he was wanted by South American law, and they just, I don't like what you said about Dr. Rommel. So.
And then they grabbed you and did that. Okay, thanks for the call, Patrick. Roy and Albert and others, you're up next with our guest when we get back. We'll tell you how to get his book, too.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 and protect your family.
Oh my... I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Yes, it's true. For a limited time, our doctors are prescribing drugs for free. Our doctors are prescribing the most popular diet pills, muscle relaxers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You heard it right. Free prescriptions over the phone for painkillers, migraine relief, anti-anxiety, allergy relief, and heartburn relief. The list goes on and on. Free prescriptions for hair loss, birth control, antidepressants, acne creams, and herpes medication. Did I mention free diet pills and Viagra prescriptions? This is a limited time offer. Our doctors will not be prescribing drugs over the phone for free and shipping them overnight to your door for much longer. If you don't call 1-800-615-7094 right now, you may miss out forever. To participate in this limited time offer and have your drugs prescribed over the phone for free, you need to call 1-800-615-7094 now. That's 1-800-615-7094 for drugs like Phentermine, Ambien, Fiorisset, Sama, Ultram, Viagra, and many more. Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late. 1-800-615-7094 for free prescriptions.
You know, I've tried to not run over Mr. Valentine 5 or 6 times today, but I've just done it because I had to make comments on what he was saying or what listeners were saying. I totally agree with everything he's been discussing. He's very well informed, more than I am in some areas. Reading over all of the work he's done, he's an amazing individual. I'll have to have him back up for 2 hours at some point. We've got loaded phone lines here. I've got Congressman Tom Tancredo scheduled in 10 minutes. I'll have to hold the guest over for 5 minutes into the next hour if he can do it. We got loaded phones here for him. I want to try to jam some of these calls in. But, Doug, before we plug your book and go to these calls, I do want to remind listeners I'm going to be in Houston, Texas tomorrow from 6 p.m. to around 11:30 midnight at the Alamo Draft House Cinema at the West Oak Shopping Center in West Houston.
Tickets are available at InfoWars.com. And it's a really nice theater. I'm going to show 9/11 Road to Tyranny, take question and answers, give a speech, and, of course, show the Rowdy Rowdy Piper film that you don't want to miss, They Live, kind of an analogy of what we're facing. So please be there in Houston tomorrow. Go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to get my films or to get the books I've written and the books I've published or the other videos I carry. InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Before we go to Roy, Albert, and Barney, and I want to cram all of you in here before we end this interview, Mr. Valentine, what books would you recommend for folks, and how do they get them?
It's regarding what?
You've written a lot of books, but regarding, you've obviously got the Phoenix Program book. You've written some other books, too.
Well, my first book, The Hotel Talk, would have been about my father. If people want to know what it was really like for a person to have been in a Japanese prisoner of camp war, that's my first book and my favorite book. The Phoenix Program book, of course, will actually predicted everything that's happening today. So I highly recommend that. And I have a book coming out in the spring. It's my latest book, and it's coming out in May. And it's called The Strength of the Wolf, and it's about the Bureau of Narcotics. It's a nonfiction book, and it's about the organization that preceded the DEA. It existed from 1930 to 1968. And this book explains how the intelligence and security agencies of the United States government always controlled federal drug law enforcement.
Well, it also had the same director from its founding till it shut down, and he was a real piece of work.
Harry Anslinger, from 1930 to 1962, was the commissioner of the Bureau of Narcotics. He was married to Andrew Mellon's niece. Andrew Mellon, of course, is one of the wealthiest men in the country.
And again, to boil it down, I haven't read your book. It's not out yet. But the establishment had people cutting in on their drug supplying of legal drugs, laudanum and other stuff, opium. So they made it illegal to militarize things, to make it illegal, and to get higher black market profits.
You summed it all up. You really, really have an incredible breadth of knowledge.
Please don't do that. I just know what they're up to. Hey, let's take a call here. Roy in Michigan, you're on the air with our guest, Douglas Valentine.
Yeah, hey, Alex.
Yes.
That accusation about your being an agent, that's an accusation that I get a lot also. And the fact
well, that's the kind of thing you get from agents. I'm not saying that guy was an agent, but that's the type of stuff agents say.
The thing of it is that maybe you don't even understand it. But the fact is, as well as an information war, this is also a spirit war. And, see, those that are walking in fear are the ones who are the vulnerable ones, the ones that that the government is going to be picking up.
Well, I've got to agree that I've found that if I don't care if police arrest me or beat me, they don't do it. The person that cowers gets beaten.
That comes from the scripture. It says a man who tries to save his life will lose his life, and a man who is willing to lose his life will find his life.
And okay, I'll tell you what, we got 5 more minutes with our guest. I also want to tell folks about the website, DouglasValentine.com. Learn more about the publisher and the books there. Can you stay with us for 5 more minutes, Doug?
I'd be honored to.
Okay, we'll be right back, and then stay there, Roy. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient nightlight and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.